towers in New York and Chicago dominate the list of America's tallest buildings. But a proposed skyscraper in Oklahoma City would loom over not only the city's skyline, but also one of the city's oldest and most charming neighborhoods. It would also be the tallest building in the U.S. Grayson Wheeler with member station KOSU checked in with residents about the idea.
I'm standing in a huge, half-empty parking lot in Oklahoma City. These 4 acres of asphalt aren't really a hotbed of activity right now. But in a few years, this could be the site of the tallest building in the United States. The sixth tallest in the world. Shane Cooley teaches yoga nearby. He's still weighing whether the proposed skyscraper is a good idea.
What's the benefit of that? I mean, sure, you can put a restaurant or, you know, some kind of spa in there and bring people in, but you need tenants all the way up, and that's a lot of tenants.
But California developer Scott Madison says the skyscraper is happening, and soon.
We have our financing in place, so that's our goal, is to finish up our construction drawings and start construction in the summer or in the fall.
He says inspiration hit when he first came to the city for a medical visit.
I wouldn't say that the project idea came, dragged me to Oklahoma City, but once I got there, I saw the amazing opportunities to do something exciting and new.
But some Oklahoma City residents are skeptical the building will happen. Shannon Burke lives just a few blocks away from the potential skyscraper.
I feel like it's kind of a PR stunt of like, hey, let's just make something really funny and unrealistic and talk about it. But I think people are kind of serious about it.
Oklahoma City's Planning Commission moved the proposal forward in April, although they nixed the electronic displays that would span the entire height of the tower. Here's Commissioner Mike Privette.
We're not New York or Las Vegas, I don't think, but not yet anyways.
The project is slated for Bricktown, one of Oklahoma City's oldest neighborhoods. Today, it's full of restaurants, bars, and museums that used to be warehouses. Bricktown's buildings, streets, and walkways heavily feature, you guessed it, bricks. The new tower won't blend in. Lead architect Rob Budetti says Madison isn't drawing inspiration from the neighborhood.
He just felt like that wasn't the right vibe, you know what I mean, that he was trying to create, and he's, you know, trying to kind of elevate Oklahoma City.
And what does that elevation look like to California-based developers and architects?
It's definitely more on the modern, you know, a lot of glass.
The glass tower would be 1907 feet high to commemorate the year Oklahoma became a state. It's both an homage and a one-up to the country's current tallest building, One World Trade, which stands at 1776 feet high. Burke doesn't like that the new building would stand twice as tall as any other in the Oklahoma City skyline.
I think it would be a big eyesore, but if it gets people talking and bringing them to Oklahoma to go see this crazy skyscraper, then it could help the economy.
Think roadside novelty. Move over, world's largest ball of twine in Kansas. Here comes America's tallest building.
I kind of see it something like that. It's just something to look at.
The tower still needs a final stamp of approval from the Oklahoma City Council. That vote is expected to take place in June. For NPR News, I'm Grayson Wheeler in Oklahoma City.